get the big dance chat going from an angle that matters, the numbers. And with that thought in mind, we turn our attention to the million-dollar sandbar known as Miami Beach.
From Miami Beach, the sun and fun capital of the world.
If you haven't won a bet since, well, Britney wore mouse ears, it's the man who created ParamountSports.com on the web.
And here he is.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lee Sterling.
How sweet it is.
Yep, online, ParamountSports.com, on Twitter, at Paramount Sports. Lee Sterling checks in. Lee, how is life in South Beach?
Can't complain. Everything's going great. You're winning. It's quiet. No one wants to call you and bother you when you lose. They're burning up the phones. They're burning up your email address. So it's been a great year, and hope things are going well with you. Got to be after what you guys did in the Pac-12 tournament, huh?
Oh, unbelievable. If we had this conversation 3 weeks ago and you told me, yeah, Oregon's going to be in the tournament, I'd be like, all right, we can't have Leon anymore because he's obviously lost his mind. But no, folks are excited out here, and with good reason. We got a hell of a coach. They just extended him. But one of the things before I forget, obviously, we talk primarily during football season, and that's America's national passion. But in your business, how high up there for folks getting involved and playing is March Madness?
It's way up there. I mean, it's just the interest has just grown and grown. And I do a show in Pittsburgh, and I could just sense it. Like, for instance, something was going on there. I was reading an article, their casino in downtown Pittsburgh, and called, I think it's the Rivers Casino. Like, they're doing like four times the amount, the figures they expected. They're expecting it to be like 80 to 100 deep, people wagering tomorrow morning. So, yeah, it's been really, really good, and I think it's going to only keep growing. Only problem is it looks like you guys are probably, what, a year or two away at least from doing anything?
Oh, as far as the casinos go?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, years ago, we had something called Sports Interaction,
right.
And you could bet through the lottery, but it was not straight game betting. It had to be like old parlays, three-team, four-team, and up. Yeah, but then the NCAA intervened and said, we're not going to have any events there as long as you have that. But let's face it, the gambling's coming. There's no stemming the tide at this point.
Yeah, and it's a good thing, and the interest is just so high. They're saying 20% of the people will be wagering in a bracket somewhere, somehow. So it just shows you know, the interest. And the key is you got to know the rules. I had a friend one time. He moves from L.A. to Miami. Year was 1997. Never forget this. He tells me Arizona's going to win it all. I'm like, okay. So he always does. I found out he usually does the teams from the West Coast. And if he wins, you know, he's got a good shot. But the problem was he picks Arizona to win, and he picks three out of the four teams in the Final Four, but he doesn't even place in the money. We have 110 people that enter, seems like, every year. Why? Because he had only 22 of the 32 teams right in the first round, and he had a lot of them winning two and three rounds. So you got to know the rules. For instance, some places, you know, it's only 1 point in the first round, then it jumps to like 5, 10, 25, 50, but in the one that I'm in, it goes 2, 4, 6, 8, I think it's 12 and 15. So 2 points in the first round, all these games are important. You can't take a whole lot of chances. And then also you got to know what's the crowd you're playing to. For instance, my daughter's in North Carolina in college, and I told her, first thing first, you can't play Duke and you can't play North Carolina. If you pick another team and those teams go down, you got a chance of winning.
No, that makes sense. I was saying to a buddy of mine the other day, we have a campus bar, and if you get in their bracket, you'll see like half the people have three quarters of the field as Gonzaga or Oregon, or they'll only pick by conference. So, yeah, you've got to have a proper philosophy. Talking with Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports. Let's get to the regions. In the East, I think, like you just mentioned, a lot of people are, we know who the chalk is. And as far as the favorites in that region with Duke, who do you see of the big boys who might be able to knock them off?
going to be tough. I mean, it's almost like Coach K picked this region here, handpicked it, except for Michigan State. Michigan State's going to have to stay healthy. Number three seed, LSU, their coach is gone. I think he's going to get fired, and that's got to be a huge distraction to that team. So the question was, how did the NCAA not release any of these documents or any of these tapes earlier? I mean, they let him coach practically the entire season. So that remains one of the biggest mysteries. You're looking for a sleeper team, Yale against LSU. I'm going to take Yale plus the 7 to 7.5. I'm also going to sprinkle some money line there on Yale in that one. And maybe the most overseeded team in this region is Maryland. I mean, they can win a game by 15 and lose to anyone by 15 points. So give me Duke. I just don't see anyone beating them in that region.
Yeah, in Maryland, I have a buddy of mine who's from there. One of their problems is they're really, really young. In the West, I was happy that Gonzaga got a one seed, losing their championship game after they ran roughshod over that conference. It's just not that big a deal. We know right. Michigan this time of year. John Beilein is a great tournament coach. I guess Texas Tech made a run last year. They got a great defense. You probably are hearing a lot about Florida State and all that depth. So of the big guns in that region, who do you think is going to make the biggest splash?
I think Gonzaga's got a shot. I'm also looking at maybe Texas Tech. Sometimes losing that first game of the tournament can help you. You're not extended. It allows your team to get fresh and game plan for that tournament. And then Florida State. Florida State playing really well right now. They've been a lot of close games. If they can just hit that shot at the end, they could have won even more, I think, even though they won 14 of the last 15. But also look at Buffalo. Buffalo's a sleeper at 6. If they played in the ACC or SEC, they would have had even more respect. They're that good. A couple sleeper teams, number 10, Florida, number 12, Murray State. Those two teams, I got my money on the first round. The dead team in this bracket here is Nevada at number 7. At one point, they were a number 1 or a number 2 seed. Their entire lineup has gone cold shooting, and they've got a couple injuries that they're not releasing, and they got some real problems. Give me Texas Tech in the West.
Yeah, Murray State, Marquette, that Howard kid against Morant, that could be a fun game. And I called Nevada weeks ago, and I have completely jumped off that bandwagon. I don't know what the heck happened to them. The South, I guess. Virginia is hoping the South will rise again after that nightmare last year where they got waxed by Maryland Baltimore County. Tennessee is the 2, has that dynamic duet of the Admiral and Grant Williams. Purdue's getting a lot of support. I don't know why. That's one of those programs I just haven't trusted since the Gene Cady era. K-State's a little banged up.
Did you even trust Gene Cady?
No, one of the greatest Bobby Knight lines ever. He said in the middle of a really heated game against Purdue, he was very concerned, and then he said, "I looked and I saw Gene Cady on their bench, and my confidence came back." That's just vicious.
I get it.
So, of the chalk in the South, who's popping for you?
Well, I'm going to go with Virginia, believe it or not. I haven't actually won in the entire tournament, which is crazy to go from 1 year losing the first game. But here's the thing. You have to know the teams. Things change in a year. And last year they lose in the first round. They had a lot of close games throughout the entire season. This year, not the case. They had a lot of blowout wins. I think they're going to try to absolutely annihilate Gardner-Webb. I don't almost ever play a number one seed, but I think they could win that game by 35 to 40. I think they lay it on Gardner-Webb, try to get their confidence going. Their toughest game might be that second-round game against Ole Miss. So if Ole Miss wins that first game, they could give Virginia a battle. But if they breeze through those two games, look out. Tennessee, it seems like a lot of people are predicting Tennessee and Kentucky to meet in the finals again, but I'm not one of them. I just think that they're still missing a little something. There's something missing with that team. Purdue is a little bit of a sleeper, but I'm not on Kansas State. They could be without one of their top players. In Wisconsin, everyone thinks of them. What do you think of when you think of top two things when you think of Wisconsin basketball?
Oh, I was going to say, if you mentioned Wisconsin, I thought I was going to say a big offensive line that runs the ball.
No, I'm talking about basketball.
I know, I'm only kidding. Yeah. I always think of them as just being really well coached, a good tournament team, shoot the ball well, and grind it out.
Yeah. Well, how about this? I think of the same things, but also three-point shooting, usually great three-point shooting, not the case this year. Also, don't shoot free throws well. I mean, this is one of the most unusual Wisconsin teams, yet they're still seeded fifth. I like Oregon. Oregon's my sleeper here. They could do some damage, win a couple games. So I think they lay it on Wisconsin in that first game. And don't ever discount Villanova. Jay Wright, you talk about coaches, very important in March Madness when you're betting games. He's able to settle a team in the last couple minutes and call that key out-of-bounds play that usually ends up scoring. So don't ever count out Villanova, but I have Virginia winning here.
Yeah, when you consider Villanova lost four NBA players and how slowly they started and that they entered the tournament as a one seed and won it again, that's a good call there. So in the Midwest, as we continue with Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports, we know North Carolina is the one. Kentucky, I'm almost calling them a 1A. You got Auburn, who won the SEC tournament. Kansas is just a banged up four. I mean, Houston won 31 games. They play great defense. Who's jumping off the page for you there?
Well, I think this might be the region where you look at it as an upset. North Carolina and Kentucky, there's three teams that actually don't shoot well from three-point range that are three of the top six teams that people are betting on to win it. Who are those three teams? Duke, North Carolina, and Kentucky. They fall behind by 8-10 points. You know, let's say going into the final 10 minutes, they could have trouble. Also, Kansas, talk about teams on the road. Every game's on the road. They were 19-1 at home, but 6-8 on the road in neutral site games. I think Kansas is going down early here. Look at the 5, 6, and 7 seeds. Auburn playing extremely well. Iowa State shooting the ball maybe as well as anyone right now. And Wofford. Wofford is a big-time sleeper as a number 7 seed. Why not? Let's go with Auburn. My final four, Auburn, Virginia, Duke, and Texas Tech in the final game. I've got it Virginia and Duke, and maybe the first time ever. Well, it is because we've never had a number one seed go down. Number one seed that lost the first round comes back and wins it the next year.
Oh, man, what a story. I'm going to get ready on my movie for that right now.
Right.
So now that the field is set, it's the eve of two of the best days of the sports year. Let's get to what you guys are up to. What do you want folks to know about all you've got to offer this time of year at the Paramount Sports?
Well, what we've got going is get the entire tournament, 3 weeks of action. You got the NCAA, you got the NIT, we've got... three games tonight. We also got the CBI and that other College Insider tournament. I think you pay to get into that one. So I've got probably 55, 60 selections over the next 3 weeks. $297 if you use coupon code SAVE100. And how about this? Through the NBA Finals and also AAF football, we're over 70% in the AAF football, including a 3-0 last weekend. You can get everything through June. I have just $397 with coupon code SAVE100. It's all available at ParamountSports.com.
You know, normally I let you go here, but you said something and I totally forgot. Are people going nuts betting-wise for this AAF?
You know, I didn't think I'd get 10 people to sign up. I had almost 50 clients sign up for it. So I wouldn't say they're going crazy, but let's just say I was shocked.
Americans love them some football, Lee. That's
I know.
There's a lot of good information. Again, follow our friend at ParamountSports.com on Twitter at Paramount Sports. Lee, always great catching up. Enjoy the tournament, and look forward to talking again soon, my friend.
You too. See you, Steve.
All right, take it easy.